Well, welcome back to the God School. Last week we were on basic Christianity. I think I want to continue in basic Christianity. It's not a set of rules. It's not ceremonies. It's not deeds of the law. It is grabbing hold of God's promises with the understanding that they are more real because God spoke them than anything that we might see, encounter, or feel. Whatever circumstance denies God's promises, the Christian, that is the one in whom God has put his life, because that one is operating in faith, acting on his promises, continues in that faith upon God's word. We're in troubled time, folks. Troubled time. Last week we went to the book of Hebrews. I want to continue in the book of Hebrews today. Paul, speaking of these heroes of faith, not of works, but of faith, says in the 32nd verse, "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and the prophets." I want to talk about a prophet today. I want to talk about the prophet called a minor prophet. I think it's, you know, as evidenced in the New Testament, he's a most important prophet, the prophet Habakkuk. Now, look, this is a guy about the time or during the time where the Babylonians are reigning and are about to take over Jerusalem. Habakkuk is a watchman, and he gets a message from God, and God tells him he's sending these guys to punish God's people. And, you know, Habakkuk complains. He says, "You got to be kidding me, God. These guys are much worse than us. You're going to use them to punish us." And God says, "I said it, Habakkuk. I said it." Second chapter opens and says, Habakkuk speaking, "I'll stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am argued with. And the Lord answered me and said, here you go, Habakkuk. Write the vision and make it plain upon tables. That's tables of stone. Like now, like the Ten Commandments were, like now, here's a message from God that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, hasn't come yet, but at the end it shall speak and lie not. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. This translation really doesn't say it all. It says, but at the end he shall speak and not lie. Though he tarry, wait for him, because he will surely come. He will not tarry. Behold, his soul lifted up, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. Now, we got a different hymn here. The vision is speaking of Jesus coming at an appointed time. Part of God's will is God's timing. Certainly, Jesus, the God-man, was perfect. So, it can't be talking of Jesus when it says, which is lifted up is not upright in him. But, and then this most wonderful revelation of God that King James translation, the just shall live by his faith. The word in the Hebrew being translated faith is amen. And the most literal translation that I could give you comes from my pastor, without doubt, a gift, a true gift God promised to his church of a pastor and teacher. The literal translation of this phrase, the just shall live by his faith, here it is. Write it down if you'd like. The righteous of me ones, by the amen of him, that is Jesus, shall live. The Septuagint translation even says, shall live by my faith. And, you know, we have repeated verses throughout the New Testament that not only speaks of the faith of a man or a woman, but it speaks of the faith of Jesus. When it's mentioned in Romans 1:17, it says, that it's revealed from faith to faith. Ek pistio, pistio, genitive, eis piston, accusative. That means not, you know, the faith that we generate. God adds another faith, even the faith of Jesus Christ. Let's go for a moment. I'm just using scripture and not craftily, folks. God is looking for those who will trust him, those who will grab hold of his promises. Romans 3, Paul is drawing to a conclusion the argument he is supporting between 1:17 and where we're going here in the third chapter. It says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be righteousified in his sight, that is God's sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's the whole purpose of the law, folks. Not that it can be kept, but that we might come to an understanding that we are sinners. And that God, whose mercy endures forever, that God, who so loved the world, has provided another way. This is the good news of the New Testament, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here it is. But now, a righteousness of God without the law. It has nothing to do, chasms apart from the law, is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. I don't have time to go into all that explanation. Even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all the ones faithing. We need, when Tyndale, William Tyndale, the first translator of the New Testament into the English language, is doing his work, no accusation here, but like all men, he comes short of perfection, because the word in the Greek, it's number 4100 in your Strong's Concordance, pisteos, unfortunately translated believe. No, the word is to faith, F-A-I-T-H-E. We need to make up that verb that we might understand more completely what this journey of faith, not journey of belief, but journey of faith is all about. God is looking for those who will trust him. And this word, pisteos, is an action. It's based upon a belief, an assent of the mind. And it is sustained by confidence. And what God calls saving faith is those who will grab hold of his promises and act upon them. When you encounter the word in the Old Testament, trust or believe. These words, the principal two words are batak, which means to lean, that is an action, with your whole body upon a staff with the expectation, the hope, the confidence that it shall sustain your weight. And the second Hebrew word is hasach, which means to run to the shelter of a mother bird's wings, or run to the shelter of a rock. Again, an action word based upon the belief, the assent of the mind, that under those wings or under that rock, you shall be protected. And when as we encounter in this fourth verse, back to Habakkuk of the second chapter, and it says, the just shall live by his faith. The word here is amen. And this is a state of mind, amen. And it is a product of batach and hasah, practiced repeatedly. Faith, folks. Faith. And to our little faith, God adds the faith, the amen, that is the no doubt of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had no doubt that if he did what God, our Father, sent him to do, that God would, and which involved his death, which involved his body dying, which involved his dead body, that God would raise him up. Two things involved there. God's faithfulness, he would do what he said he would do, and God's power and God's power. I want to go back to Habakkuk for a moment. God has given this revelation, but he had determined that he was going to punish his people, and Habakkuk wants to continue to argue with God. And, you know, that which Habakkuk saw coming, didn't want to see, said he shouldn't see it, it comes. And his book ends this way. He says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Although, let me see if I, you know, God help me, if I can bring this to the minds, today of people who belong to the Lord. That is the church. Though there be riots in the streets, though there be ungodliness, that is lack of awareness of God in the leaders of this country, though that which has stood from our foundations, the law which changed civilization, no longer was the king law, but the law was king. That was a new order of ages. And there are those in power who want to eliminate that which God has ordained. Though we see not the kingdom of God manifest today, though society seems to be crumbling and lies dominate the broadcast news, these are similitudes to what the prophet Habakkuk is saying. But what is the response of this prophet? Of whom Paul didn't have time to tell the story. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. Nothing that Habakkuk saw, he heard the word of God, but what he saw left him no hope. Yet what is his response? Yet I will joy. Halaz is the word. Rejoice. It means to jump for joy. And I will joy. Gilah. In the Hebrew, it means to spin around, to dance. In the Septuagint, the word is ka'ario. It means to be glad. It means to be calmly happy in the God of my salvation. It says, the Lord God, my strength. The word is in the Greek translation, dunamis, power. In spite of all that he had seen and heard of the current events in his life, he still says, I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. Here is an attitude of the Christian. what does it say here? My pages are sticking together. What's the conclusion of this 11th chapter of Hebrews? It says, 39th verse, of these heroes of faith, of whom God says he's not ashamed to be called their God, it says, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. There's not one of these men or women mentioned in this chapter who saw perfection in their early life. They got a good report for faith, but they received not the promise. What is the promise? Go to Romans 8. 28th verse says, and we know that all things work together for good. God enters into all things to work his good to them that love God, to them who are called according to whose purpose? God's purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The Apostle John says in his first epistle, third chapter, second verse, he says, and I say to you, beloved members of God's people, beloved of God, now are we today the sons of God? And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Oh, hallelujah! For we shall see him as he is. We're not going to see perfection in this world, not till Jesus comes and rules and reigns in it for 1,000 years. I don't care what's coming. Habakkuk tells us that we should rejoice in the Lord and joy in the God of our salvation. And though he tarry, he shall surely come. This is Christianity. This is a life of faith. And I don't care how many in what is called the church say, well, we will see this and we will see that if you truly are, if you be a Christian, we'll see it like that fool apostle or whatever, he wasn't an apostle, that fool in this book called the Bible, James, he's a jerk. God's word stands forever. O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, our home. And be encouraged, folks, we're not home yet. Think on that. And that's the God School for today.